Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, 644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by David Schultz, professor of public political science and law at Hamline University. How you doing, David?
I am doing well, and I hope you are too.
I am, sir. First Tuesday in October, which means the Supreme Court has been at it for a day. Not that they've ever really gotten away from it. Tell me, first off, before we get into the Supreme Court, the president's talking about invoking the Insurrection Act when it comes to Portland and saying that Portland's on fire. I've never been in Portland. I have no earthly idea if it's on fire or not. The mayor and the governor says this is one block that we're talking about here, not the entire area. Tell me what the Insurrection Act is and what it means that the president could do here.
Well, first off, we have to talk about another act, and this is the Posse Comitatus Act from the, I think, 1878, which bars the use of policing, bars the use of military for domestic policing in the United States. And that's posing to be a limitation upon his ability to be able to deploy the troops the way he wants to do so. However, there's an earlier act, and I'm forgetting the exact date, early 19th century, in which it's called the Insurrection Act, which gives the president of the United States the authority to declare an insurrection and to bring out the military for the purposes of peacekeeping, more or less what we call policing. And so what he's thinking of trying to do is to do I'm not sure what word I want to call it here, invoke a different power to say that now you're going to use the Insurrection Act as the basis of my authority. And so what he would do first is declare an emergency and say, to use your words or his words, there's a fire going on in Portland. I need to bring in the National Guard. Therefore, I'm going to invoke the Insurrection Act to give me the authority to do that.
So what is the history of the Insurrection Act?
Well, the Insurrection Act is really clearly for much more of, I want to say it gets us to more or less occupations, you know, occupation by the United States of foreign troops and by, real serious conflict. I mean, it's rarely, and I can't think of the last time it was actually invoked in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, someone will probably call in and remind me of when it was or something, but it's used incredibly rarely. And it's really war and peace type of issues.
So, meaning, in times of war, if I would say 9/11, that kind of thing, or almost.
Yeah, it would be something at that level in terms of what would be invoked. I think there might have. I can't remember now if during the Rodney King riots back in the 90s, and again, I may be off on this one because it might be something like that where we just had significant looting, burning, and so forth like that. But for the most part, again, if I can put it in terms of war and peace types of issues, at least that was the intent of Congress when they adopted it. When we really have widespread disorder, and it's not clear at all that the that normal domestic policing can address those issues.
So,
it's also an act. I'll just say it's also an act that was adopted at the time before we really had the establishment of modern policing, because modern policing in this country really doesn't date till post Civil War. So it's an act that really comes out of a different context and a different set of purposes.
So the according to Newsweek, Dwight Eisenhower used it in 57 to desegregate schools in Arkansas.
Okay.
Lyndon Johnson used it after the assassination of Martin Luther King, and George W. Bush used it during the 1992 Los Angeles riots following the Rodney King verdict. So here's my issue. I don't care if it's Donald Trump or whomever the president happens to be, Barack Obama, pick somebody. The definition between political protest and insurrection, because if the president, whomever the president happens to be, can use the Insurrection Act to quell protest because they deem it insurrection, well, that's a fine line we're walking there, right, in this country? Correct me if I'm wrong.
We are absolutely correct in terms of that, because even though we might think that walking across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, i.e. Martin Luther King back in the 60s, is a peaceful protest, talk to a bunch of people who are saying that we have lawlessness, we have disorder, we have people who are going to be breaking the law. We need to crush this or clamp down on it. It leaves too much discretion, and if we to the president of the United States, whoever it may be, and if we think our law is all about is trying to limit discretion, arbitrary discretion, and prevent the abuse of that discretion. And the whole purpose of the First Amendment, in part, is to say that we're not going to let government officials get to use their discretion regarding what type of action or speech they like or dislike.
So when it comes to insurrection, somebody texted in, I'm just repeating the text, and I think they make a good point, because I know what I saw on January 6th. That to me was an insurrection. That to me is a situation where maybe whomever the president was at the time could have called out federal troops and said, no, we got to protect the federal government. Wrong?
It sort of looks like if you're assaulting the U.S. Capitol or storming the U.S. Capitol, that gets pretty high up on my list of things that would look like an insurrection when we have people storming into the Capitol. And if the accounts are correct here, you know, we had members of Congress who felt personally threatened. If I remember correctly, didn't we have at least one guard at the U.S. Capitol who died as a result? I'm trying to remember now. But the point being is that we had people who assaulted government property, the very heart of our government, under siege. That looks like an insurrection to me.
Well, now we're going to go down a rabbit hole, because people say that FBI agents were there that started the protest, which makes no sense, because then I don't understand exactly where that conspiracy theory goes, but people can believe whatever they want. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about what the Supreme Court's going to look at this session as it relates to presidential powers. And I would just ask the audience at 504-260-1870, you got to be careful what you ask for here, because what could be viewed as violence, a violent protest against this today, maybe you don't like what the president does tomorrow, then all of a sudden. And real quick, David, somebody's talking about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are we talking about National Guard troops or like U.S. Marines or Army, et cetera?
The insurrection gives the president broad leeway, not just in terms of National Guard, but potentially U.S. troops.
Thank you. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7.5, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm getting a lot of texts here, but I sense they're from the same people that were texting me back in the day that would say, after 9-11, that said, those who would surrender liberty for security deserve neither, but now all of a sudden it seems as though they're willing to surrender liberty for security in Portland, Oregon, or wherever it happens to be. Tell me what the Supreme Court is likely to look at this session. David Schultz, professor of political science and law at Hamline University.
Well, somebody asked me a question yesterday, one of my students, what do I think is the most important case on the Supreme Court docket right now? And I said, it's going to be clearly all about Trump's powers, because so far the Supreme Court has avoided directly confronting a lot of the things that Trump is doing, such as what maybe invoking the Insurrection Act, or a variety of other things. But I think the single most important case, or a couple of cases here, is going to address the ability of Donald Trump to be able to impose tariffs by himself. There's a law that basically Congress had adopted many, many years ago that outlines under what situations tariffs can be imposed, and there's the lower courts have been consistently ruling against them. So I put that at the top of the list. And I say that because that's a case that I think literally hits the pocketbook for just about everybody, you know, in the country in terms of that. So that goes at the top of my list. There's some more cases about about transgender rights that are going to be appearing out there in terms of important cases, which I think, again, for a lot of population, that's going to be important. But I would sort of focus on maybe those are the two areas, and certainly there's a lot of other important cases out there, but the case, I think, is the one that's probably going to be the closest, near and dearest to many people's hearts.
All the president's doing, in fairness, is doing what, you know, I don't mean disrespectful here at all, but like a dog would do with a leash or whatever, he's just going as far as he'll go, right? I mean, as far as the courts will let him go?
As far as Congress and the courts will go.
Congress and the courts will let him go.
Yeah, one of the things we keep forgetting here is that the whole concept of checks and balances and separation of powers requires Congress to also do its job, too. And whether you like the president or dislike the president, what he's doing here, at some point, Congress is expected to do its job. And because Congress has pretty much following the line of what Trump wants.
Thank you, David.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.